your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Reel in the big one at the Let's Go Fishing Show this Friday through Sunday at Gateway Center in Collinsville. Jump over 100 vendors, including fishing boats, rods, reels, tackles, resorts, and free seminars. Meet Mr. Crappie, Wally Marshall, and Kevin Rogers. Go to letsgoshows.com for coupons and more info.
KFC has a variety of delicious $5 fill-ups. They're real meals for only, you guessed it, $5. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
2017 could be filled with financial challenges if you're on the road to retirement. Learn how you could protect yourself no matter what happens on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon right here on 550 KTRS.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis are here with me. And as it did in 2016 and in 2015 and 14 and 13 and, well, frankly, for a quarter of a century, the Harris Challenge returns in 2017, and your chance to play is right now. If you haven't been on in the last 60 days, call us at 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. The Harris Challenge is our topical weekly trivia game where you can win fabulous prizes. Prizes chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right you are, Paul. I'm trying to put some names on the screen, and it just went way the heck over to the right. I don't even know if you can read it. So.
I got them.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
All right. We have one dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
And they have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Also, from Peroni's Pizzeria, we have a gift card for you. They have two locations. They also have a location in Florissant and one in St. Peter's. At 70 and 79. And if you get the clean sweep.
We had a bonus prize. In fact, this year, two bonus prizes for you.
2017 is huge for bonus prizes. So, for the clean sweep, you get a Candici's gift certificate to Candici's restaurant and bar at Holloway in Manchester in Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and pizza delivery. Go to Candici's.net.
And then we have something brand new and special for you from a company in St. Charles. That offers something very, very cool, and I mean that literally.
Oh, it is cool. It's the Breezy Buddy Fan Cooled Pillow. And this pillow has fans, and it's great for using outdoors or indoors.
Yeah, when you get to a warm day, mm-hmm. and you need, oh, man, I'm feeling really hot. Or if you're the kind of person who's always turning the pillow over, looking for the cool side, this pillow has a cool side because it's a battery-operated fan, a quiet one, so it won't interfere if you're, like, watching TV.
Nope.
It'll blow nice, cool air on you. It's like an air conditioner for your head.
Yeah. It has a rechargeable USB power supply, or you can use four C-size batteries in that.
Yep.
And we're going to throw in a Breezy Buddy coupon for 50% off a Breezy Buddy sports fan chair.
Yeah, it's a camping chair with a fan built in.
Yeah, to go along with that Breezy Buddy pillow.
Yeah, so that's what you're playing for on the Harris Challenge today. And let's meet our first contestant, and that's you, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Good. Now, we're 6 days into the year. Is it too late for me to say Happy New Year to a contestant, Ian?
I don't think so.
All right, so Happy New Year, Mark.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Everybody who gets on the Harris Challenge gets a unique broadcast opportunity known as the 5-second cheap plug opportunity, where you can suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or use it for your own prearranged commercial endorsement. Go right ahead.
I don't know much, just driving home and I'm going to take my daughter to the Magic House tomorrow.
Oh, very nice. One of the great institutions in St. Louis, the Magic House. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see what the questions and categories look like for you to choose from today. Led, of course, by our most topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? And category two is New Year, New Taxes. Or category three, athletes in movies. Which trivia athletes category would you like, Mark? Okay, athletes in movies it is. We put 60 seconds on the clock, work our way through five questions. You can pass on any one and come back and fill it in later as long as the buzzer hasn't sounded at the one-minute mark, because that's when I'll tally up your points. And if you get at least half of the 15 available points, so really 8 or better because we round up, if you get 8 or better, you will win. If not, as you know, by the federal law, I have to punish you.
Yep.
All right, Mark, the category is athletes in movies. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which NBA legend starred in the movie Space Jam?
Michael Jordan.
Correct. Which former Major League catcher who hit a whopping 14 home runs in his career is better known as the play-by-play man in Major League?
Bob Uecker.
Correct. Which legendary NFL running back appeared in the 1967 war movie The Dirty Dozen?
Jim Brown.
Correct. Who played the co-pilot, Roger Murdoch, in Airplane?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Correct. Now for the clean sweep. Which four-time NFL Pro Bowler with the Detroit Lions played Mongo in Blazing Saddles and James Garner's bodyguard in Victor Victoria?
Starts with K. Gonna kill me. Matt Kramer. Caceres? How do you pronounce it?
Caceres?
Close with it. I know it.
Oh, man.
It is close. Let me ask the judges. Can we accept Caceres?
I don't believe so.
No, I don't think so. But no.
Close. Webster ring a bell?
Yeah, he was Alex? On the TV show Webster. Alex Karras. Yeah.
So close.
Karras was his name.
I thought you were breezing through.
Oh,
so to speak.
Yeah. I
see what you did there, because we got the breezy buddy.
Yes.
Getting away for the clean sweep. You
I thought
know. It was breezy. Very, very
oh,
nice.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But, Mark, you're not a loser. You got 10 points, and you win. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and we'll go to contestant two. Hello, Mike.
How you doing, Paul?
Good. Happy New Year. Tell us about yourself or plug something.
Well, just getting ready to get on plane tomorrow, go to Orlando with my 3 daughters, husband, and 5 grandkids.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
I wonder who's paying for all that, Mike. You.
Oh, pretty much you. All free. My wife is.
Wow. I got to get one of those wives who pays for everything.
I know. I love her.
Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? New year, new taxes, or who was that?
Who was that?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Fox News personality announced this week that she's leaving the network to join NBC?
Megan Fox.
No, it's Megyn Kelly.
Ah, damn.
Which singer is still getting flack for her performance in Times Square on New Year's Eve?
Mariah Carey.
Correct. Which ESPN broadcaster, nicknamed Boomer, who's been there since the network's first year, is stepping aside after 38 years?
God, I know it, Pat.
Which WikiLeaks personality was in the news again this week?
Pat.
Sam Luvulo, the man who created a country comedy show as an answer to Laugh-In, died this week at age 88. What was the name of that show that ran from 1969 to 1990?
Yeehaw.
Correct. Back to the three-pointer. Which ESPN broadcaster, nicknamed Boomer, did a lot of the NFL pre- and post-game shows, is stepping aside from his regular hosting duties? It was Chris Berman.
Chris.
And WikiLeaks would be Julian Assange. So, Mike, you got the two-pointer, and you got the five-pointer, and unfortunately that's 7 points, and it's right below our winning threshold and at the top of our punishment range. Now, when this happens, I have to hit you with some punishment music. We've never had this as punishment music before, but I read this week that Netflix has brought back a show that was on in the 70s and 80s called One Day at a Time. It starred Bonnie Franklin as Anne Romano, and her daughters were played by Valerie Bertinelli and Mackenzie Phillips. And, of course, Pat Harrington Jr. was the super Schneider.
And he just died.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
They have brought the show back, but recast it as a Latino family with a single mom and her 2 kids, a daughter and a son, and there's still a super named Schneider, and the grandmother on the series is played by Rita Moreno. So I said, okay, if Netflix is bringing back One Day at a Time, I'm going to go find some One Day at a Time punishment music. And I did. Hear from an original One Day at a Time episode. I believe this would be from 81 or maybe 82. Valerie Bertinelli as Elton John and Mackenzie Phillips as Kiki D. That's enough. Now, a little musical history for you. Dan, who did Valerie Bertinelli go on to marry as an adult?
Eddie Van Halen. Yeah.
And what group did Mackenzie Phillips go on to be a part of when it was reincarnated in the 80s?
Wilson McKenzie?
No. The Mamas and Papas.
Oh, that's right.
Because her father was John Phillips.
Yeah.
So there's a little musical history there. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of singing on key.
Nothing was on key there.
Mike, I'm sorry you had to hear that, but I hope you have a great new year.
Have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Nick, welcome to the show, and happy new year to you.
Hi, guys.
How you doing? Good. Want to plug something?
Sure. I just want to say hello to my dad, Bill. He's a longtime listener, got me started listening to you guys, so hopefully he's listening.
All right. Hello, Bill. And Nick, thank you for continuing the family tradition. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? New year, new taxes, or our new third category, which is on this day?
Let's try, have you been paying attention?
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Nick. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Where was there a shooting in an airport today, killing 5 and injuring 8?
Fort Lauderdale.
Correct. Now that Governor Greitens has said he won't approve spending state money on any new stadiums, what local venue do authorities want to renovate at a cost of $138 million?
Union Station?
Scott Trade Center. Which big department store company says it's eliminating more than 10,000 jobs and plan to close 68 stores after a disappointing holiday shopping season?
Macy's.
Correct. Earth was at its perihelion on Wednesday. What does that mean, perihelion?
I have no idea. Pass.
One of the last three members of a religious sect died this week. Is it the Quakers, the Shakers, or the Pastafarians?
The Quakers.
No, it's the Shakers.
Oh,
and I'm going to run out of time before we can go back here. Here's why we're down to the last two members of the Shakers. They take a vow to remain virgins, so we're not making any new Shakers. And several decades ago, they stopped adopting new people. So
yeah,
that's how you explain the extinction of a group right there.
Okay.
And perihelion.
Okay.
Perihelion is the point in our orbit when we are closest to the sun.
I don't know
if you feel it, but we're only 91,404,322 miles away from the sun right now.
Yeah, why is it so cold?
That's exactly.
I was gonna say, is that why we're at 11 degrees?
Yeah. No, you know why? Because of the tilt of the Earth in the southern hemisphere, they're having their warmest days of the year.
Oh.
You see how that works?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Brilliant.
All right.
Brilliant.
Welcome to the science portion of our show. Nick, you got the 1 and the 3 for a total of 4 points, and I'm sorry that means you have to be punished as well.
Nobody knows it, but when I was down, I was a cloud.
Right there.
Nobody knows.
That's the part, the woohoo that gets me.
Oh, yes.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Ew.
Valerie can sing any way that she wants.
Yeah.
She can be off key. Mackenzie,
you had a crush on her when she was that young?
Still do.
She was, I still think she's very attractive.
Yeah. Mackenzie Phillips always looks like she's had a smell to her.
Oh, my God.
I have no idea why, but it's just how she looked to me.
What kind of smell?
Yeah, just a pungent smell.
Not a minty smell?
No.
Not minty fresh?
No.
Nick, frankly, I'm sorry you had to hear that from Dan. But Happy New Year.
Yeah, we are.
It's even
too.
Worse through the phone.
Sorry,
all right,
Nick.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Enjoy your weekend. Thanks. Here's our fourth contestant. Hi, Gene.
Hi, Gene.
You see what I did there? Hi, Gene.
Thank you. Perfect.
Welcome to the show. Tell us about yourself or plug something.
I'd like to plug oral hygiene.
One of the best pitchers in Major League history.
Yeah.
All right, Gene, we have two categories left. New Year, New Taxes, or On This Day.
Oh, let's try On This Day.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which figure skater was clubbed on the leg in Detroit by men associated with a rival skater on this day in 1994?
Tanya Harding.
No.
Who's the person saying no?
That's my husband.
Well, what's your husband's name?
Mark.
Mark, do you know the correct answer?
Nancy Kerrigan.
I'm going to give it to you. It is Nancy Kerrigan.
You want Mark to take over?
Harding clubbed her. I'm sorry, I knew that.
That's okay. Here we go. The two-pointer. Who publicly demonstrated the telegraph for the first time on this day in 1838?
I have to say Thomas Edison.
Samuel Morse. Mark knew that. Which famous American married Martha Custis on this day in 1759?
1759?
Yeah.
George Washington.
Correct. What's the name of the original Rolling Stones bass player who announced he was leaving the band on this day in 1993?
Oh, jeez, they're my favorite. Is he still with them?
No, he left them in 1993.
Oh, heck. I don't know, Pam.
That's his name, John Pass.
Mark, you know the answer, don't you?
No, I'm not a Rolling Stones fan.
It's Bill Wyman.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, I'm just going to ask you this, just for kicks. You can't get any value out of it, but I'll ask you anyway. The five-pointer, which commercial airline became the first to complete an around-the-world flight on this day in 1942?
PWA.
Oh, that's wrong. It's Pan Am.
Pan Am.
Oh, geez. These were really hard.
Yeah. They're only hard if you don't know them, Gene.
Yeah, it's true.
All right. So, because Mark got 1 point for Nancy Kerrigan, and you got... But Gene, you did better than he did. You got 3 points for George Washington.
Thank you.
But total family score here would be only four, and that means you both get punishment.
And nobody
punishing themselves.
And now it's up to us, babe. Oh, I think we can make it.
Okay. That's it.
That's enough.
Oh, she's punishing you.
Yeah, see, now Mark.
Yeah, she is. Every day.
I should really apologize to Mark now, because you know what an earworm is when you get a song in your head and you can't get it out? Mark's going to have Gene singing this all weekend long.
There he is, poor guy.
Gene, I'm glad you called. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys.
Thank you very much. And here's our final contestant. Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with a five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just Happy New Year, and hope everything goes great for everybody this year.
All right. The category that's left is New Year, New Taxes. It's a multiple-choice category. 60 seconds on the clock, Bob. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these cities has not imposed a new tax on sugary beverages? Boulder, San Francisco, or Austin?
Austin.
Correct. Which of these states has not increased the gas tax by about 7 cents? New York, Pennsylvania, or Michigan?
Pennsylvania.
New York. Which of these states is no longer imposing sales taxes on feminine hygiene products like tampons? Iowa, Illinois, or Idaho?
Idaho.
Illinois. Which state has lowered the minimum wage for getting a handgun carry permit from 20 to 18? Alabama, Texas, or Tennessee?
Texas.
Tennessee. Which state now bans residents from releasing sky lanterns because they're a fire hazard? Oregon, Washington, or Hawaii?
Hawaii.
Oregon. Bob, you got the first one right, and then it all fell apart.
Oh, Bob.
Yeah. You got yourself 1 point, and that means we have a quadruple punishment day.
Right. Oh, misunderstand me.
Oh.
You put the light in my life. Oh.
more woo-hoo, and then we're done.
But when I was down, I was your clown. And right from the start, I gave you my heart. Oh, I gave you my heart.
Okay, Valerie Bertinelli and Mackenzie Phillips, everybody, appearing at the Marriott Lounge this weekend. Don't forget to tip your waitresses. Bob, I'm glad you played, but I hope you have a better weekend than what just happened here on the radio.
Right, thanks.
Thank you very much. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via the free app and also in the archives on my website, harrisonline.com.
Meet me.
All righty, let's see how the roads are moving along with Tim Weiland.
Boy, I tell you, I'm sitting here speechless. I wish I could have gone on earlier. Your panel of judges, I'd hate for you guys to be real legal judges. You'd probably put some guy in for 5 years for having a bag of seeds and stems. I mean, that Caceres.
You're going to take Caceres as an answer for Alex Parrish?
To go with clean sweep, I would have given him that.
Christmas.
It was pretty close.
Yeah. Christmas is over, Tim.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You're too giving.
You're softy.
Yeah, you're just too
giving. Yeah, I know, but you know.
He's dreaming about Valerie Bertinelli. That's his problem.
That's my problem here. Yeah. Oh, well. I'm glad you're not a judge for me getting out of jail. All right.
Okay. Get your Caceres back in there.
We would let you out. Yeah, that's right. Hey, if you were traveling on westbound Highway 70, you had an accident just after Zumbel, and the left lane was blocked. It looks like they've moved it off to a shoulder or cleared it, but traffic is still jammed up from the Earth City Expressway all the way out to just east of Cave Springs. Now, if you're traveling eastbound Highway 270, some stop-and-go traffic now from McDonald through to Florissant. Southbound 170 still has stop-and-go traffic from Olive down through Highway 40, 270 from Page down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40 is Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge, and westbound 40 drivers, you are slowing from Van Deventer out through McCausland. Also, you have Collinsville Road that's completely shut down due to a serious accident between Frank Scott Parkway and Lebanon. And this traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is the top choice of doctors, nurses, and other health professionals nationwide. Now it can be your choice, too. Get yours at Target and other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
We're live. We're local.
What does that mean to you?
While the people you hear on some other talk stations are in New York or L.A., KTRS personalities are right here in St. Louis. That means local St. Louisans are talking to other St. Louisans about things that happen in St. Louis while we work and play and live together in St. Louis.
Doesn't get more local than that.
Keeping it local. That's our focus on the Big 550 KTRS.
Message and data rates may apply.
I love my husband, but I couldn't help noticing after he hit 45, he was always tired and not in as good a shape as he used to be. And we definitely weren't being intimate as often anymore. He thought about seeing someone, but it's a pretty personal matter. Luckily, he found out about Nugenix. And wow, he's definitely got his mojo back. He has way more energy, and he's really looking good again. He's even more passionate now than when we first met. He's back to being the man he used to be. Maybe even better. I love it.
Guys, if you don't feel like the man you used to be, text us now to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling men's vitality product at GNC. Nugenix is available at many fine retailers, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting SPARK to 321-321. That's S-P-A-R-K to 321-321. SPARK to 321-321.
Thanks for calling Soma Biotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking Soma Biotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take Soma Biotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of Soma Biotics, call 1-800-700-2321. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-700-2321. That's 1-800-700-2321. 1-800-700-2321.
Want to know one simple thing you can do to flatten your belly? Hi, I'm Dr. Timothy Goodwin. If you've tried diet after diet and still have a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated, which means you might just need to do one simple thing. Call the following number for a free trial of Nubiotics. 1-800-900-9460. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. That's why it works. As a doctor, I recommend it. And as I tell my patients, if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, just reduce use to every other day. If you want to flatten your belly, there is one simple thing you can do. Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics while they're still giving them away for free. 1-800-900-9460. Hurry, call now for details. 1-800-900-9460. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-900-9460.
Hi, Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here. And I would like to talk to you about...
Excuse me.
Yes?
I just moved into a new house, and I really need to update my door locks and knobs. Can you help me?
We sure can. Here at Schnars Hardware, we have over 200 decorative hardware items on display, ready for you to order.
Awesome.
We order direct from quality companies such as Baldwin, Rocky Mountain Hardware, and MTech. When your order arrives, we may be able to match them to your current key. Do you have one that you would like to use?
Well, I have this one for the back door, the one for the side door, one for the garage, one for the shed, and... Oh, here they are. These two go to the front door.
Since you are replacing all of your locks, would you like us to key them alike so that you only need one key to open all the doors to your home?
Yes, please. Oh, and you were... clearly recording a commercial before I interrupted, so I'll let you get back to that.
Oh, that's okay. So come by Schnars and let us help you eliminate that janitor jingle from your key ring. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Quartz, not gallons or pints. We're talking about the stone.
Quartz. And it's not just for watch batteries. It can actually beautify your kitchen and bath and increase the resale value of your home. If you haven't seen the new look of Quartz countertops in person, what are you waiting for? With top brand names like Caesarstone, Silestone, and Polar Stone in stock, E&B Granite has the absolute largest selection of marble look quartz in the region. Choose from over 100 colors and styles of brilliant quartz at the best prices in town. Visit E&B Granite today on Manchester Road near Hampton.
Honey, I feel like taking you for a magical evening, just for no reason.
Wow, what are you thinking?
Well, actually, it's for a good reason, to help kids.
Sounds even better. Keep going.
Well, we could go to Heart and Soul, a magical evening at the Palladium on Saturday, February 4th. There will be cocktails, food, magicians, and live music by Groove Thang. And best of all, it benefits Cardinal Glenn and kids.
Awesome. Sounds like a fun night out. We should invite friends.
For sure. Let me grab my computer. I'll go to glennon.org for tickets. Should be a magical night for a great cause.
It's not too much to ask for your washer and dryer to get your clothes clean and leave them undamaged. It's pretty much the whole point. Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters. I want to tell you about Speed Queen Laundry. Since 1908, Speed Queen has continually offered an impeccable wash and dependability. These washers are so durable, they have been tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Best of all, Speed Queen has backed up their washers with a warranty of 3 to 5 years parts and labor. This coverage is worth $250 and it's free. Check out the Speed Queen Laundry at any of the Appliance Discounters 6 showrooms, and as always, our savings are your savings.
This is Dr. Dan Gagliotti. Are you or your family suffering with chronic pain, joint pain, or migraines? Did you know that all of these can be traced back to your nerve system? Stop putting band-aids over the issue. Stop covering up your symptoms. Address the cause. Solve the problem. Call us at Superior Healthcare 314-394-1923. Listen to Superior Healthcare every Saturday and call us now at 314-394-1923.
The Superior Healthcare Radio Show at a special time, Saturday at 6 p.m.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
Yeah,
That's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. When you need a cab, call them at STL Taxi, 314-652-3456, or download the STL Taxi app. And by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Great food to have at a sit-down meal or to take home for your weekend. Annie Gunn's and a Smokehouse, who sponsor this gentleman who's in Southern California today, Mr. Mike Evans. Happy New Year, Mike.
Happy New Year.
I bet you you're jealous, homie. It's like 11 degrees here.
Oh, just stop teasing me, homie.
I know it.
You're rubbing my face in, honey.
Mm-hmm.
It's chilly here. I was just telling Cheryl, let me give you an official call here, homie. Let me make sure I don't give you any false information, because it is, for us, quite chilly here. Mm. It is 65 degrees.
Whoa.
Get the sweaters.
Chilly.
On the parka.
65 degrees. Okay, your pop quiz question. One more celebrity who owns vineyards, a successful wine line. Name the name of the star who owns the Chateau Winery. George Clooney. Cher. Warren Beatty. Brad Pitt. Answer in a minute. Three movies where you can grow a little poly hair.
All right, what do you got?
First, a TV movie on Saturday night, HBO, called Bright Lights.
Mm-hmm.
Documentary was supposed to be released in April, a biopic documentary of Debbie Reynolds and her daughter, Carrie Fisher. It's been moved up and will run on Saturday. Behind the scenes, home movies, private moments, health problems, mental health, heartbreak, and the true love of a mother and a daughter, no matter how strange it may get. Old Hollywood, the best and the worst of Hollywood, 95 minutes, 4 stars.
I did not know that they lived next to each other.
Yeah, when the guy next to Debbie, Carrie put his house up, she called her mom, and her mom bought the house immediately.
You know, I love my mother very much. I'm really glad she doesn't live next door to me.
See, now, I don't think you had to say that. Why would you say that?
His
mother?
Just
to hurt your mother?
No. Okay. I'm just saying, I can't imagine what that would be like and what it was like for these two fairly volatile women.
I'd like to be nice. I wouldn't mind living next to my mother. Of course, my mother is deceased, so maybe you might think about it again.
Oh, maybe you don't want to live next to your mother right now.
Oh, see, that's even worse.
Oh.
Just move on. What happened here?
Hey, by the way, Mike, happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'll send you a picture of me at her gravesite. Hope you...
Oh, it just derailed.
Yeah.
What's the second movie?
You know, excuse me if I don't say, I'm glad I don't live by my mother, you know, if she was alive.
Yeah. I bet you the majority of Americans are on my side.
Distance makes the heart grow fonder.
There you go. That's Mr. Positive Spin over here.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, very nice, Ian.
No, it's not. Ian, is your mother alive?
Yes.
Well, wait, I'll also make comments when she's dead, see how you like it.
Oh, no.
I didn't.
Huh?
I think no. You're taking this a little too far here.
Oh, excuse me. My mother being dead, I guess that maybe that affects me. I don't know. Maybe I should just laugh that off. How
okay.
Do we get into this?
What's our second movie?
I don't know. I'm joking, everybody. Everything's fine. Big screen, Hidden Figures.
Yeah.
You see it?
I did.
True story, three black women, all brilliantly played by Janelle Monáe and Octavia Spencer and Taraji Henson. Real life of three women who were a huge, huge part of the first Americans going into space. These women were mathematical geniuses, and we couldn't have done it without them. The fact that they were women, the fact that it was in the Deep South, the fact that they were black, the fact that it was in the 60s, what an amazing story. PG, 2 hours long, 3.5 stars.
I think this is going to be on my best movies of the year list.
See, it's good, huh?
It's really good, and I think we should be embarrassed that we don't know this story.
I know. I totally agree. And a great acting job by all three of them.
Yeah, particularly Henson.
Particularly Taraji. She got some chops.
Yep.
The last one, movie, The Underworld, Blood Wars. I never did like that franchise. Anybody there?
Yeah, no. Never heard of it.
No.
I think it's the sixth episode, seventh maybe.
Okay. Oh.
The only thing good about it is you get to see Kate Beckinsale in the skin-tight black rubber suit.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that, homie.
I'd live next to that.
Pretty great effects, but this thing is it's just cheesy. Zombies. Anyway. Come on.
But anyway,
yeah, I got you again. 2 days in a row. Oh. Underworld Blood Wars, 90 minutes long, rated R, 2 stars. That'd be nice to her.
All right.
Okay, fake news. News.
All right.
Now, you're there in Missouri, so you guys already know, but I was talking to my stations around the country, that the hands-up, don't shoot never happened.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That never happened.
Yes.
Fake news.
Yep.
Hillary Clinton, when she first started running for president, was asked where she how she got her name. She said she was named after Sir Edmund Hillary, the first man to climb Mount Everest. And then, of course, everybody realized that Hillary was born in 1947, and Sir Edmund Hillary climbed Mount Everest 5 years later, 1952.
Doesn't mean that her parents couldn't have known him as a personal friend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And he said, hey, 5 years from now, I'm going to climb Mount Everest.
You wait.
He just wait and watch.
He spells his name a little different. For two.
Yeah.
But fake news.
Yes.
Okay. Now there's going to be a fake news sitcom where the whole thing would be fake news.
Okay.
I think it might be kind of good.
Yeah, I'm one of the
Or maybe they're just going to do reruns of ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC News. I don't know.
I don't understand. There have been TV shows about newscasts in the past. Well, I don't get what this is going to be.
The whole show, it's all fake news.
Okay, so it's like the Onion.
It'd be like an Onion news.
The Onion News Network,
sort of. Yeah.
Starring Brian Williams.
I haven't seen it. It just got green lighted.
Okay.
Fake news.
Yeah, I heard Brian Williams say that it was the best thing he ever saw.
See what he did there? Lying Brian. How about that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Hillary said that she dodged gunfire or something one time, didn't she?
Yeah.
Which didn't happen?
Yeah.
They ended up, somebody had pictures of her getting off the plane, shaking hands with people, laughing.
Yep. Yeah, there was video. Yeah.
I can't see how that could happen, homie. Really
fake news.
Fake news, see?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the pop quiz.
Okay.
I think the pop quiz, see, all week long, Paul, we've been doing the celebrities that own wineries.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's been interesting.
Okay.
And a lot of celebrities own wineries. In fact, I think I had like 16.
Wow.
Narrowed it down for 4 days.
Okay.
Chateau Winery. George Clooney, Cher, Brad Pitt, or Warren Beatty?
Ian?
Beatty.
Wow. And? I'm going to go Clooney.
I'm going Clooney. Chateau. He lives in a chateau. I'm going Chateau. Clooney.
Brad Pitt. And they bought a winery where they live in. They have their biggest house is in France.
So does Angelina have half of it now?
I would imagine.
Yeah.
You know how that works.
Yeah.
And finally, it's a little hot Friday. Don't work till Monday. We're going to play a little hot Friday. Now, the Mike Evans Fearless Forecast NFL predictions. Winners are Green Bay, Pittsburgh, Seattle, Oakland over Houston, Lily Yokolani, Lani Ani, okay, look who in a cock and a and who ho, kill away, Kamiki, Kara, who, by Mandalo, Kaimuki, a Kara, Ago, who ho.
And on the Koli Makawani, and on and on the Lula, Hawaii.
All right, thank you, Mike. Let's roll right on to some knuckleheads. Spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin with one sent in by contributor Bridget Killeen. It's a story from Colorado Springs, Colorado, where Carlos Quijada illegally entered a condo he rented out to Logan Pierce and Michaela DiGiulio in late November. He apparently didn't know that the couple had set up a 4-camera security system in the apartment to watch their home when they weren't home. Not only did motion capture cameras film Quijada having graphic sex with another man, but the security system also sent a notification to Pierce's phone telling him that there was noise in the condo. So Pierce checked the cameras. He saw what was going on, called his wife with a suggestion, "Honey, I think we need to move immediately." Then he called the police. And to make matters worse, Carlos allegedly used Michaela's wedding dress as a towel to clean up the bed after their raunchy romp. Although the couple's lease states that the landlord has the right to enter the apartment, Lieutenant Howard Black of the Colorado Springs Police says what Quijada did is felony trespassing. Quote, obviously landlords don't have the ability to go into tenant apartments and do whatever they want to do, unquote. Story two from St. Lucie, Florida. Zach Davis has been surfing since he was a kid. Never had any problems with sharks, but now he's recovering from a shark bite after getting bitten for the first time while wearing his new shark-repelling armband that he got for Christmas. It didn't work because it's based on nonsense, pseudoscience. Zach ended up having to have stitches after the attack when the shark, believed to be a black-tipped shark, grabbed onto his arm for 2 or 3 seconds. The shark-repelling band, which is called Shark Bands with a Z at the end, supposedly gives out a magnetic field designed to disrupt the electroreceptors that sharks use to navigate. The company claims that sharks have them in their snouts to work out what things in the water are, but when they encounter a magnetic field, it causes them discomfort and it makes them go away. Shark bands, which are worn on the wrist and look similar to Fitbits, are meant to work on that basis. But there is no independent proof of their claim. In other words, it's BS. Zach's mother says, "I at least want to get the $80 back. Then we'll talk about the medical bills." Story three from Bob Whitnabel. A story from Mason City, Iowa, where a man called the cops to report some grunting and knocking sounds coming from his basement. When officers arrived, they found Joel Donaldson in the basement damaging the furnace and the ductwork and the exhaust vents. Donaldson didn't know the owners of the house, so the cops said, "What are you doing in here?" And he said, "I'm looking for a friend who was inside the furnace." No, there was nobody inside the furnace. So Joel was taken away on various charges. And then, thanks to contributor Matt Burrows for story four from Highlands County, Florida. After James Leslie Kelly was sentenced to 10 years in prison for using a stolen identity to obtain more than $300 in products and services from Verizon, he sued the company because it's their fault they didn't stop him. He was convicted of going to a Verizon store and using his ID to steal from an existing customer with the same first and last name, but a different middle name. In his federal lawsuit filed last week, he claims the Verizon employee spent an hour and a half with him and should have realized that he was not the customer that he was charging this stuff to. It was their fault. It was their negligence that, quote, caused a loss of civil liberties. How much does he want from Verizon? Only $72 million.
Oh.
By the way, Kelly's criminal history goes back to 1985. Between 85 and 2014, he was convicted on 37 charges, including rental property fraud, trafficking in stolen property, receiving money through fraudulent use of a credit card, grand theft with a firearm, and on and on and on. As for Verizon, no comment on the lawsuits. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. On behalf of Ian and Dan and Tim and Colin, and especially Colin, I'm Paul Harris. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a final check on traffic as we head into the weekend. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, it looks like we still have some heavy traffic going on westbound Highway 70, and that goes from about the Blanchett Bridge now out through east of Cave Springs. They must be working with that accident that was blocking the left lane earlier. It must be on the shoulder. It looks like we have an incident blocking the right lane on eastbound 64 midway 40 between Lindbergh and McKnight. We had a stalled vehicle on eastbound 44 before Highway 270 that was blocking the right lane. You still have stop-and-go traffic southbound 170 from Olive down through Highway 40, 270 from Page down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40 to the Poplar Street Bridge is completely thinned out. I don't see any slowdowns on eastbound Highway 270 from McDonnell all the way to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. When buying a thermometer, trust over 50 published studies supporting the accuracy of the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Pick one up at Walgreens or other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
Hello, testing, testing. Am I on? Is this thing working? Hi, it's Rick Sanborn, and I'm going to host a new show here on the Big 550, but you'll probably never hear it, unless you're up all nights on Saturdays. Beginning this weekend, I'll be live and in studio here at KTRS. It'll be a different style from your normal talk radio, because I'm not normal, just ask my shrink. The goal is to keep you entertained with the unexpected, so tune in to see if I can pull it off. I'd love for you to be my co-host, so call-ins will be welcome in the overnight hours. I'm calling it Nothing Good Happens After Midnight. It begins Saturday at midnight into Sunday morning.
Reel in the big one at the Let's Go Fishing Show this Friday through Sunday at Gateway Center in Collinsville. Jump over 100 vendors, including fishing boats, rods, reels, tackles, resorts, and free seminars. Meet Mr. Crappie, Wally Marshall, and Kevin Rogers. Go to letsgoshows.com for coupons and more info.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
Tonight, a new Oz will rise, and for a new Dorothy, her adventure begins. It's the stunning premiere of Emerald City after the final season premiere of Grimm, tonight on NBC.
Because you need to know. I'm Colin Jeffrey, news director. Monday morning at 11:30, Republican Eric Greitens will be sworn in as the next governor of the state of Missouri in Jefferson City. KTRS will bring you the ceremony live from the state capitol.
Because you need to know.
Turn to KTRS for world news updates from ABC News, the winner of the Edward R. Murrow Award for News Excellence, plus state and local news from the award-winning KTRS News Department.
Because you need to know.
The Big 550. KTRS.
Depend on it.
In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
We're not good. We're in shock still.
Shock and terror at a Florida airport. What we're learning about the man accused of killing several people and the St. Louisans who flew out just minutes before the gunfire erupted.
A MoDOT driver arrested, accused of driving under the influence, the crash police say he caused.
A new woman is in charge of prosecutions in St. Louis. The top priorities as she makes history tonight.
But first at 6, terror in a terminal in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. A gunman opened fire today in the baggage claim area, killing 5 people and wounding 8 others.
Now tonight, the gunman is in custody, but investigators, they're still piecing together just what happened and why.